When you think of carriage driving, what's the first image that comes to your mind? The big, fancy wagons that can take you for a ride through Central Park? Or maybe drive a bride and groom to their wedding ceremony? For the couple hundred people who came to compete at the Lorenzo Historical Site in Casanova this weekend, carriage driving was more about performing well after hours of training, for the horses pulling the carriage and the drivers along for the ride. Anne-Marie Yeager of Silver Shoe Farm in Batavia, New York, says it's one of the most inclusive equine events around.
If you're riding or you're jumping, you have to be of a certain stature. You can't be an 80-year-old woman. You can't be a little chunky. You can't be out of shape. You have to keep your equine and yourself in very good shape. Mm-hmm. There's one lady here, she's in her 90s, and she's driving. But, you know, I think it's a sport where anybody can do it. My nephew, he's 6 years old, he can drive. So I think there's more versatility for who can do it.
Those who get into carriage driving really get into it, dressing in period costumes from the 1800s and 1900s before they even climb up into the carriages. Drivers always wear hats, gloves, and special aprons over their clothes that would have kept the drivers clean before cars were on the market and there were paved roads. Carol Buckhote, the president of the driving competition nonprofit, says the sport requires a lot of practice and a cool head in the face of potential danger.
So you're behind the horse in a carriage as opposed to on the horse, where you have a much more close contact with that horse. So there's a lot of training involved to make sure that that horse is going to perform the way they should perform and not bolt, not do something that's going to cause an accident.
The Lorenzo competition has been transporting spectators back in time for 38 years running, and this year's competition also signaled the reopening of the historic house after some major renovations kept it closed for the spring. Hannah Warren, WAER News.